This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. I'm George Matusek. Earlier this spring, the Sexton's Lodge Cafe opened at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore. Blessed by Archbishop William E. Laurie in April, the cafe is envisioned as a place where people from throughout the region can gather for fellowship over free coffee. The cafe is especially geared toward welcoming people experiencing homelessness who live on the streets and alleys surrounding the nation's first cathedral, located in the heart of the city's cultural district. Joining us to talk about this new endeavor are Father Brendan Fitzgerald, rector of the Baltimore Basilica, and Maria Veras, director of mission advancement for the Basilica. Father Brendan and Maria, thanks so much for being here on Catholic Review Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
So how did this get started? What was the impetus behind the Sexton's Lodge Cafe?
I guess the origin story for the cafe is we had this lodge, so a building on our campus that in decades past, an actual caretaker for the church used for his home. In the 1980s, Archbishop William Borders lived in the Sexton's Lodge rather than in the Basilica residence. And so the second floor had been kind of like retrofitted for domestic life. After the restoration of the Basilica in the early 2000s, the lodge became a gift shop that had some success for a few years after the restoration with different large crowds and pilgrim groups. Tourism was strong, but certainly by the time we came out of the pandemic, the tourism in Baltimore City had been really impacted. We weren't getting many people coming through the gift shop, and the gift shop had been taking a loss financially for years. So there are these questions about how to use the space. A young woman on our staff, Abigail Steele, who had served as a missionary with our Source of All Hope missionary program, working with the homeless of Baltimore City. Abby had spent 2 years as a missionary, and we brought her onto our staff. And Abby had this proposal to take the Sexton's Lodge and turn it into a cafe of hospitality with a special desire to create a place for community between our parishioners, people who live in the neighborhood, including the homeless who live on the streets of Baltimore right around our basilica. And Abby had been working on this as a proposal with the Given Institute. So she made a pitch to me, and I said, it sounds like a winner. We just need financing. And right around that time, the Archdiocese of Baltimore, with its Institute for Evangelization, was asking for some proposals for work that could be immediately evangelical, wanting to give financial rewards to parishes to come up with new ideas, try something different. So we were asked to submit a proposal. I told Abby to put a proposal together, and she worked pretty hard on it. And we won a $20,000 grant to take an old Sexton's Lodge and convert it into a cafe. And so that was really the seed money that got the project going. Maria came on board as a staff member a few months later, and from that point forward, helped bring in the other financial resources we needed. Maria could say more about that, but received another grant from the Knott Foundation, and we were able to make this happen. So from start to finish, it took about a year and a half. So it was a serious investment of time and energy, but it has been a beautiful gift to the parish and the community.
Maria, could you tell us what went into the renovations? What did you have to do to get the building in shape?
Yeah, so when the building was fitted to be a gift shop, it had lots of bookshelves, lots of cupboard spaces, a full counter, a sales counter. And we basically gutted the entire first floor. We took out all the bookshelves, all the counter spaces, all the different shelving in all four rooms of that bottom floor of the cafe. And then we put in a beautiful set of cabinetry in the back room with a gorgeous black granite countertop, coffee makers, industrial coffee makers, and bought some like standing tables and seated tables so that there's a lot of space where people can gather around and enjoy their coffee together. And we've hung a lot of beautiful Baltimore local art on the walls, and just in general made it a space that feels very beautiful, comforting, easy to be in, warm and welcoming. And it's really, I mean, it's almost like there's far less in the building now, and it's just able to be filled with people. And really the main addition is that counter space where we can make coffee and serve it to people.
And where do you get the coffee?
We are so blessed to be sponsored by Baltimore Coffee and Tea. So every month they send us our month's worth of coffee. They're a big favorite in Baltimore City, so we're really lucky to have them as our coffee sponsor. It's a Baltimore blend, so anybody who's from the area probably knows Baltimore Coffee and Tea, Baltimore blend. That's what we're serving every time the cafe is open.
Mm-hmm. And what days are the cafe open, and what are the hours?
The cafe's open on Thursdays after our 7:30 a.m. mass. It's open from 8 a.m. to 9:30. And then we also open it again on Sundays after our 10:30 a.m. mass, so 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
Father Brendan, I know you have a background of ministering to the homeless. I think when you were a student at Loyola, you had done some mission work with the homeless on the streets of Baltimore. Could you talk about that, and why is it important to take a step toward evangelizing and getting to know people experiencing homelessness in Baltimore?
Sure. I did at Loyola. The roots of my vocation came by way, partly at least, engaging with some homeless outreach through the Center for Community Service and Justice there. And then during the course of seminary, I mean, I had some great experiences in Central and South America, where homelessness is, you know, certainly a paralyzing reality for millions. And then ended up in Baltimore City, where we have an acute problem with homelessness. And I would say, and Abby helped me a lot with this, because when I came to the Basilica, I was trying to get my bearings, you know, how to think about the situation in Baltimore with homelessness in the new neighborhood in which I found myself. But there's a real need to create community with the homeless and to recognize that men and women who experience homelessness are a part of the neighborhood. Our default is to see people experiencing homelessness and want to ignore or to kind of push them to the side. And when Christians do outreach, that outreach is typically, you know, episodic. It's a moment of outreach. But that is not the same as welcoming anyone and everyone into your community. And kind of embracing them as a part of your extended family, as a parish, and that's what we've been going for. So I don't know if that makes sense, but there's a difference between, you know, wanting to go to a place like Our Daily Bread on a Saturday morning and spend a couple of hours in a soup kitchen, and then by contrast, like wanting to bring people who experience homelessness into your community. And ultimately, you know, that work is rooted in the gospel. And there is a need for us to evangelize the homeless as much as any other person who has been made in the image and likeness of God. You know, the homeless have a need for God. So does everybody else. And we would love to have the Basilica filled with people from the streets who are worshiping right alongside everyone else, because I mean, that's the kind of like image of the kingdom that Christ gives us in the gospel. So we would be very happy to help make a small contribution to building up that kingdom.
I remember in an earlier conversation we had when I wrote a story about this project, you had mentioned that in the past you might see a homeless person sitting in the Basilica, but it wasn't to pray. It was to stay out of the cold or to get in from the heat. So this is trying to engage that person and trying to tell that person about God and invite that person into community with the parish. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. And partly that just becomes a matter of helping people to change perceptions, to look at the Basilica, you know, not first as a place of like comfort from the elements and exposure to reality, right? So many of the homeless who come into the basilica, they'll come in because it's raining and the basilica is open and it is dry, or it is hot and the basilica is open and cold, or it is cold outside and so they want warmth. So to no longer just see the basilica as shelter, but they recognize that here is a community to which they belong. And from that kind of communal rootedness to bring people into the life of Christ, I think that is the goal, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, our guests today are Father Brendan Fitzgerald, rector of the Baltimore Basilica, and Maria Varius, director of mission advancement for the Basilica. And we're talking about the Sexton's Lodge Cafe, which opened in April at the Baltimore Basilica. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I'm George Matisek. You're listening to Catholic Review Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. More than 600 people gathered September 15th at St. Joseph's Monastery Parish in the Baltimore neighborhood of Irvington to attend the Blue Mass. Honoring the work of police officers, first responders, and firefighters from around the state, the Mass was celebrated by Archbishop William E. Lurie and included a presentation of colors, bagpipes, and the singing of the national anthem. In his homily, Archbishop Lurie said public service officers see and experience human tragedy on a daily basis, noting that first responders respond to cries for help and devote their careers to serving their neighbors. He encouraged emergency personnel to make the gift of faith the anchor in their lives to help them through the challenges of their job. Police and fire departments from several counties, including Hartford, Howard, Baltimore, as well as Baltimore City, Annapolis, Frostburg, and the Maryland Transportation Authority, were represented. Baltimore City Police Commissioner Richard Worley, Baltimore City Fire Chief James Wallace, Vigilant Hose Company Chief Josh Brotherton, and Frostburg Police Chief Nicholas Costello were also in attendance. Two firefighters who lost their lives while battling a fire in October of 2023, Baltimore City Firefighter EMT Rodney Pitts III and Captain Dylan Ronaldo, were remembered with the toll of a bell. For more on this story and to view a photo slideshow from the Blue Mass, visit CatholicReview.org. Catholic Church leaders in the Middle East condemned a second wave of explosions of handheld devices across Lebanon and in the capital, Beirut, apparently targeting the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Observers said the coordinated assault followed a similar operation on September 17th that blew up thousands of pagers belonging to Hezbollah members. Lebanese Cardinal Bacharu Ray, Patriarch of the Maronite Catholic Church, expressed deep sorrow over the critical developments in a September 18th statement. According to Lebanon's national news agency, Cardinal Ray voiced his pain over the catastrophe affecting nearly 3,000 Lebanese citizens, some whom have died and others who remain in critical condition following an Israeli attack involving the detonation of the devices. The Patriarch condemned the use of communication devices as tools for indiscriminate killing and denounced all forms of aggression against both Lebanese and Palestinian people, especially civilians. Hezbollah blamed Israel for the explosions and has vowed to avenge the deaths. Israel declined to comment on the claim. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. And if you're listening to this on our podcast, make sure you hit that like button. From everyone at Catholic Review Media, I'm Kevin Parks.
Have a burning question about the Catholic Church? Curious about faith, traditions, current issues, or ways of deepening your spiritual life? Now's your chance to ask a bishop. Call in to Catholic Review Radio and leave a recording of yourself asking a question for our special guest, Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Adam J. Parker. Whether it's about the sacraments, church teaching, or everyday faith, no question is too big or too small. Your question may be featured on an upcoming episode of Catholic Review Radio with Bishop Parker. Dial 443-263-0230 now to ask your question. Don't miss out, your voice matters. Again, that's 443-263-0230. And be on the lookout for our special Ask a Bishop episode coming soon.
This is Archbishop William Lurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. I'm George Matisek. We're talking today with Father Brendan Fitzgerald, rector of the Baltimore Basilica, and Maria Varius, Director of Mission Advancement for the Basilica. And we're talking about the Sexton's Lodge Cafe, which opened in April and is envisioned as a place where people from throughout the region can come together for fellowship over free coffee. And it has a special mission of reaching out to people experiencing homelessness. Father Brendan, before the break, we talked a little bit about why it's important to reach out to the homeless population. And I know this is a difficult thing to do, and you actually experienced some pushback when you wanted to open the Sexton's Lodge Cafe. Could you talk about that? And then how do you address the very real concerns that people have, or the lack of knowledge about how to approach the homeless in the region?
Yeah, creating the kind of community that we want is certainly a challenge. Since I came to the Basilica, many have spoken to me about the homelessness in our neighborhood. There's a women's day shelter run by Catholic Charities right next to the Basilica, for anyone who does not know. And so that shelter becomes a place where the homeless gather and really put up temporary residence in the alley between the Basilica and that shelter. And so there's a very strong community of the homeless right here next to the Basilica. And since I came, people have asked, how can we help these women in particular find housing? Others have asked, how can we have the homeless here moved? Others have asked how we can do a better job with evangelization. So people come with different backgrounds and different approaches and different understandings of how we ought to engage the homeless. We want to create community and share Christ with the homeless, and doing that work is hard. I mean, there's the reality of mental instability and substance abuse. We are at the Basilica of the Assumption, so every year on the Solemnity of the Assumption, we have a really big party. I mean, it's a big party. Hundreds come for Mass and then a celebration on the Basilica grounds. And at that gathering, it was just a month ago, our friends from the street, men and women experiencing homelessness, they come to the party. And some of them, they're dealing with problems that make them, I don't know what the right word is, a little unstable around some of the families with children. And I thought it was particularly beautiful to watch these families respond with love to the homeless who, I mean, and these were a couple of men in particular who were being as insistent, let's say, in asking for help or assistance as someone on the street corner, and to see Christian families practice charity, and to not dismiss a person, to not drive a person away, but to welcome them and to take the time, I thought was beautiful. But it's very hard work because you have to be committed to the mission of trying to see Christ in that person, no matter how hard that person might be making, that work. And I'm astounded more. I mean, I talk about it in homilies enough. I mean, for someone like a Mother Teresa or a Dorothy Day, I mean, these great saints of our time, to see so immediately Christ in poverty is a special grace. And so I encourage people around here to pray for it, because we need it. And we really need it. We want to see with human eyes, but we need to see with spiritual eyes.
Maria, have you seen conversations unfold and relationships develop between parishioners and people who go to the Basilica and the homeless people?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a lot of beautiful relationships unfold, especially between our young parents and their children, and some of the women who come to the cafe really quite committedly every Thursday and Sunday. It's been amazing. These young parents, they bring their children who are, anywhere between the ages of 1 and 4, and they will just spend time coloring with women who are experiencing homelessness. I mean, women and men, but since we're right next to my sister's place, we do see a lot of women who receive services that come over to the cafe. And yeah, it's just beautiful watching them just spend simple time coloring, talking to kids, playing with them, and conversing with their parents, getting to know each other. People certainly know each other by name and keep a continued conversation going. I've watched that unfold, checking in. Even I spend a lot of time at the cafe, And the relationships that I've watched develop and have developed myself, I mean, they're so continuous. We keep track of each other. We know what's going on. They know what's going on in my life and in other volunteers' lives and the family's lives. And when someone doesn't show up, we have a really wonderful friend from the street, Joyce, who often comes in and just asks, you know, oh, hey, where's so-and-so, or where's this family? I haven't seen them, you know, since 2 weeks. And it's just a beautiful, simple check-in because there's a relationship there that's been formed over the last couple of months that didn't previously exist. So yeah, it's been beautiful to watch.
We had a mom in our parish say that, I mean, she was thanking us, and she said all she could have ever wanted was for her young daughter to know the name of a homeless person. And I mean, there's a real friendship there that's taking root. That's wonderful to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so stories like that are happening regularly.
How does the Sexton's Lodge Cafe interface with some of the other outreach ministries that the Basilica does? I know you mentioned the Source of All Hope urban missionaries who are based at the Basilica, and they reach out to the people experiencing homelessness on the streets. And then you also have the Sisters Poor of Jesus Christ, who are based at the Basilica, and they also reach out to the homeless. So how does it all come together? How do you guys all work together?
Well, you know, the Basilica is really our home. And I mean it in that way. The church, the parish, the campus is our spiritual grounding. Our missionaries, young adult men and women, and the Sisters Poor of Jesus Christ, they both go out into the streets, into the neighborhoods, and they try to find the homeless where they are and establish relationships and form friendships. And ultimately, those friendships we want to kind of take root and then bring our friends from the street to our home, which is our campus, our parish, our basilica. And so the cafe kind of gives us a place for, you know, relational commerce, a place to gather where we can take that next step. And the missionaries and the sisters do a great job of kind of being out there, the vanguard in on the front lines, forming friendships, making relationships, and bringing people into our community, which is wonderful to see. And we're thinking all kinds of new thoughts too. I mean, we have a beautiful sacred music program at the Basilica. I would say it's as good as any. We have a new concert series for this year, and we're trying to figure out how we can bring friends from the street or even residents at Basilica Place across the way, which is a Catholic Charities run retirement community for low-income adults. Like, how can we do more outreach to bring people into the life of this community and this parish? Because that is the only kind of real community that ought to exist. Each member sharing in the whole of the life. That's kind of what we're working toward. So yeah, so there are good things happening. We're asking lots of new questions.
And the Basilica also uses this space for its own parish needs as well, right? You had like Bible studies and things like that hosted at the lodge.
We do. Yeah, Maria's about to launch a new Flannery O'Connor book club next week.
Okay.
Yeah, and our small groups meet there, and we continue to find new uses for the space outside of the cafe. But also the hope is to open the cafe more often as we continue to grow and our volunteer base becomes more committed and continues to grow larger. Yeah.
Do you know how many cups of coffee you've served so far?
We have served over 2,000 cups of coffee so far, and lots of beautiful, colorful donuts, thanks to Bakery Express, who also sponsor us. And yeah, the many other people who help out and make it all possible has, yeah, really led us to serve tons of coffee and tons of breakfast treats. And we welcome everyone to come and enjoy that with us whenever they can.
Can you remind us again when the cafe is open, the hours, and then also how people can get more information or how they could volunteer if they wanted to volunteer to help out at the cafe?
Yeah, absolutely. So to help out with the cafe, you can visit our website. We have a page dedicated to the cafe. The volunteer signup link is there as well. It's americasfirstcathedral.org. And from there, it's easy to find Sexton's Lodge Cafe. Just go to our ministries, and it has its own page in that drop-down menu. And it's open on Thursdays from 8 o'clock to 9:30, and Sundays from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
Well, our guests today have been Father Brendan Fitzgerald, Rector of the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore, and Maria Veras, Director of Mission Advancement for the Basilica. Once again, if you'd like more information about the Sexton's Lodge Cafe, the music program at the Baltimore Basilica, or any of the other ministries there, you can visit americasfirstcathedral.org. Again, that's americasfirstcathedral.org. Maria and Father Brendan, thanks again so much for being here on Catholic Review Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you, George.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
For Catholic Review Radio, I'm George Matisek. Thanks for listening.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbell.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
You're probably not getting much church news in your daily newspaper or on your local TV station. The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. There are so many ways to stay in touch with the Catholic Review. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Get fresh news every day online at catholicreview.org. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Catholic Review Media will inspire, teach, inform, and engage you wherever your faith takes you. Read it today in print or online at catholicreview.org. That's catholicreview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.